brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Open phones. I'd love to talk about the banker takeover bill and how they're looting everything and openly saying they're giving most of the money to themselves as bonuses. The election, the poisoning of the population, the water and food supply, all of it. 1-800-259-9231. But briefly, James in Oklahoma was saying basically he wants to form a militia or he wants to get involved with one. Let me explain this. In the founding of this country, when settlers came into the eastern area, they set up local defense groups for their towns, their tiny hamlets, and their cities. Those were called militias. And they had innumerable wars with the natives and with the French and back and forth. And then the standing militia, the unorganized militia, two different types, were instrumental in defeating the British in that eight-year war with guerrilla warfare. Now, the feds claim today there is no lawfully constituted militia by the individual citizens or the posse or the civil defense, that only the National Guard is militia, and they say only the National Guard existed. Well, that's not true. It was set up in 1906. All the major jurisprudence, the records show that every man 18 to 44 is a member of the militia to be called out by the sheriff, the county, the governor. Now, Switzerland has the same thing. Every able-bodied man, you know, can be called out. He has to have a gun by law. They've demonized that. Now they try to prosecute, just like you should do in England, starting in England. Anybody, you know, you shoot somebody in your house, they come arrest you in many states. You stab somebody trying to rape you, you go to jail. A criminal falls through your skylight, your sky window, and breaks their back, they sue you. It's all about training you that you can't defend yourself. So I'm all for militias. I think people, you know, should call it, you know, Neighborhood Defense League or whatever, because the enemy has demonized that name. And I watched hundreds and hundreds of people in the 90s as they saw the New World Order taking over, being set up. They would go form militias. They'd do training. Then they'd send feds into them. They'd bury pipe bombs on their property. They would get them to shoot their mouths off at a campfire and then arrest everybody. You know, they're doing it to the Muslim groups now, too, and other groups. And it comes out every day. It came out in the Associated Press, 2 days ago, that the informant was leading the Muslim group, went out and found the young Muslims, got them to talk about carrying out violence. Feds were leading this white supremacist group, got them talking about doing violence. The black Israelite group out of Miami 2 years ago, back in June of 2006, over a year, the FBI gave them over $150,000, six different guys. A couple of them were mentally retarded, street kids. Got them to talk about how they were going to attack the federal building. Paid them to videotape the federal building. It was all made up. And on the news, Black Army to kill everybody. Black Army was going to blow up the Capitol and blow up D.C. and nationwide death. And people were, But then a week later, it was admitted and they had to drop it all. Basically, it was all staged. Or the feds deliver, you know, in Canada, the Mounties delivered ammonium nitrate to the door of some Muslim teenagers. I mean, it's provocateuring to get the basic headline to fearmonger everybody. So that's what's going on there. And so the militia, you know, organized a bunch of guys out in the woods. I mean, I'm not going to get my listeners in trouble. I'm just going to tell you, it's a very dangerous thing to get involved with because there's more feds in there provocateuring than you can shake a stick at. But should you get together with friends and families and neighbors and have an agreed-on plan of defense of yourselves, yes. But it isn't going to come like that, like Red Dawn. It's going to be shut the power off, engineer riots, have the public beg for militarization. Does that answer your question, James?
Kind of, but yeah, but that's just the thing. If they shut the power off and shut the water off, we're ready. I mean, it's not going to be like, I understand it's not going to be like Red Dawn, but that's just it. I want to be able to respond to something of similar nature. You know what I mean?
Yes, we'll come back to you and give you a few minutes on the other side to finish up your statements because I was on a diatribe answering your question. Then we'll go to everybody else that is patiently holding. Charles, Lamar, West, Dan, and others, stay with us. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A ton of news and phone calls coming up this hour. Kevin Booth, the maker of American Drug War, which has really had a big effect on cable TV. We'll be joining us to talk about the election and a lot more. James in Oklahoma is talking about, you know, how to form militias, why to form militias. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I don't feel like, or in history, no revolution has ever been won by peaceful means. Am I right?
Most aren't.
I mean, it's always come down to fighting.
Well, guerrilla a lot warfare, of times corrupt systems
guerrilla
collapse
warfare
of their
like
own collapse of their own accord.
Well, I mean, and they can label me whatever they want to. The thing is, I don't really see it. When they come to take the guns, which Obama will probably do, and he, more than likely, he'll be our next president. I know a lot of people that won't give him up. A lot of people. I mean, yeah, we're probably rednecks, whatever you want to call us.
Well, let's bring this up. And I'm not saying it's an insurmountable enemy, but what are you going to do if they release a deadly bioweapon that kills 30 million people?
They sell gas masks.
No, I understand. My point is, I think people underestimate just how ruthless the globalists are. The whole police state is just a grid, a straitjacket, to tie us down while they chop us up in pieces.
Understood. They've been doing it for a while.
So people need to understand, they're going to stage even bigger things in the future to pose as the saviors.
I mean, it's kind of like, do you sit on your hands or not? I mean, people got to wake up. That's basically all there is to it. If they don't, it's our undoing. I mean, and that's why I ask the question I ask, you know.
Well, the international bankers don't like nations with large middle classes. And so they like to take them down, put dictators in, and kill 20-30% of the population. And they are planning that here. The government is completely rogue, totally criminal from top to bottom, and is just rotting. The best we can hope for is just a collapse of the system. And it looks like things aren't going well for the New World Order, and that may just happen.
Well, let me ask you this. Oklahoma, they more or less told the federal government to cease and desist when they passed that thing.
Well, they passed that in 94, so the feds bombed them.
Exactly.
And then they passed it again this year.
Exactly.
No, listen, don't think we're the only ones that know this. There are people everywhere that know. That's why waking the people up, letting them know the bad guys are in control, just passively not going along, passively knowing they're a bunch of dirtbag crooks, that will beat them. You know, we don't have to have some big resounding victory like the Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger running in and the whole country saved because of one national TV program. It's going to be a process.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people in government have got to ask themselves. You've lived in denial. You've denied everything we told you, even though it was right out of government documents. Now it's all happening. Do you understand you're destroying your own future? You know, it's. I mean, I saw a guy at a gas station getting out of his federal car yesterday with this big, you know, federal eagle on the back of his black shirt and staring everybody on a big power trip. Those guys are a mile wide and an inch deep. And it's their shallowness is what makes them so dangerous. They have no idea who they're working for. They have no idea what they're involved in. They have no idea how expendable they are. But they will find out. And then they will laugh and giggle now, but as things get worse and worse, they won't laugh and giggle anymore. It's like all of them that came before them. You know, these greenhorns in all of this, in the system, aren't concerned. They're arrogant. Just like a lot of these new soldiers that go into combat, when their leg or arm gets blown off, you know, they're real tough. But when their arm or leg gets blown off and they see their guts all over the wall, they start crying for mommy. So, all I can do is tell the truth and warn people and let the chips fall where they may. But we have the people that funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao running the country right now. And they mean to kill, I'd say, one out of three people. You look at three people on the street, they plan to at least kill one of those three people.
Well, let me ask you this. When do you think that this is all going to come down? In the next year or two?
It's a process, and they're behind schedule. They would have already staged more terror attacks, but we exposed that they were behind it. So that really took that bag of tricks away from them. It's now mainstream news. They staged terror attacks. People, the majority of the public, you know, say, well, of course, everybody knows that. The majority of people know the government ships in the drugs. The people now know that the private banks are looting everything and that they're becoming the government. Again, the establishment's gone too far. They can't turn back now. They know they're exposed. They know their criminal operation is out in the open. And so I don't know. I mean, they could do anything. Detonate nukes and blame it on a foreign country. We know that's in their bag of tricks. That's in the cards. Bioweapons, chemical weapons. They snuck attack Russia 2 months ago out of a clear blue sky. These people are capable of anything. NATO came out and said things that were never said during the Cold War. They said, we may preemptively nuke Russia. And Russian generals literally had the blood go out of their faces and went on TV and said, why are you doing this? I mean, this is serious, folks. The New World Order is blood hungry. They're bloodthirsty. They're just crazed on power trips. And listen, I appreciate your call. I got to move on here. James, good talking to you. Charles in California, then Lamar, West End, and others.
Hey, Hey, Florence Jones. How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry. I like to add FLUO to people's names these days, you know, because everyone's so poisoned. But I love being part of this movement, and I appreciate that you got me hooked on to the Ecolo Blue a month and a half ago or whatever it was. I was looking for a way to, you know, not drink poison. I got that now.
Yeah, Ventura saw Willie Nelson's air, water from air filter and just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. It was pretty cool. If I may, I'd like to make a few points. One thing you mentioned, Heroes, I watched that show, you know, one of the few things I do watch on the programming. But I searched it into Google because I wanted to see if people were talking about it, you know, how he mentioned New World Order or whatever. And it happens to be that the show after that, the first 15 minutes in the show after that, I'm not sure if you saw this, but also mentioned New World Order, my own worst enemy or whatever, with Christian Slater. 15 minutes into that show, same way it was 15 minutes into Heroes, mentioned New World Order too.
Yeah, let me explain. They call it product placement, but when the government does it, I call it propaganda placement. Here's an example. That movie Anger Management, I forget the exact number. I want to say $4 million. You can pull it up. I'm going from memory. That the Pentagon paid just to have pro-Army messages in the movie. And so, yes, they're paying to acclimate everyone. They're now openly merging the U.S. with the European Union. It's all been announced. The banks are openly setting up world government, and they just need to now tell the public. And so it's all part of acclimation.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to ask you a couple more things. My friend recently is reading these books or whatever of Kurt Vonnegut Jr. You've heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
He must be in the same category as, like, George Orwell, huh, being, like, involved with some intelligence. Supposedly he was, like, an engineer of General Electric, my friend said. I was like, oh, there you go. General Electric's, like, isn't that the company that, whatever, like, owns the media and everything?
Well, Kurt Vonnegut was a great guy, and he died, was it earlier this year or last year?
Maybe last year.
Well, out of the blue, I got contacted by his partner. And I want to get him on, Joe Petro. And he contacted me, I guess, about 3 years ago. And he said, Kurt has seen some of your videos. He just wants to thank you. And he wants your address to send you something. And then I got a letter from Kurt Vonnegut. And then I also, we put this on the web, a little framed painting he did that, you know, says to Alex on it from Kurt Vonnegut. And it's a birdcage with the door open. And Kurt did know that 9/11 was an inside job before he died. I guess about, memory serves about 10 months ago, but I'll look it up. And I talked to him. I'm not going to go any more detail than that. We talked to him, and he just was basically, look, I'm too old, I'm done. Because about 2 years ago, he gave a speech at a university, his alma mater, and then said, I won't be back. But no, he wasn't a New World Order guy. He was a smart guy, and he had been a prisoner of war. What was it, shot down in Germany, and then he'd been in bombing raids, you know, having the base he was kept in. They were keeping him in an old slaughterhouse, bombed. So they wrote Slaughterhouse Fives with the sirens of Titan. And so I didn't really hammer him or push him to get Kurt Vonnegut on, but Kurt Vonnegut was a great guy.
He clearly was very educated because the things my friend's telling me, it's just like, wow, you know, it's like everything he seems, a lot of the things he wrote about were just all like trying to, you know, tell people. But also, I had this thought the other day about the, you know, that Obama gun incident thing where they were going to kill him or whatever, supposedly. Is it possible that that was, what's your take on that, first of all? You think that was set up, or what do you think?
We always find out a year, 6 months down the road, but they've done many of those provocateur actions where they find these mentally ill people, normally below 20, who love to shoot their mouths off on the web. And then the feds provocateur him into making more boastful claims. And the whole thing was, you know, ridiculous how big it was, what they were planning, the stupid top hats and white tuxedos. So, yeah, I think it was staged.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
It happens throughout history over and over again, and it's happening to us. I just happen to have high technology and a lot of brainwashed people that have witnessed millions of simulated murders on television, who have been deadened to violence and torture. A lot of self-centered people on power trips working for a great agency of evil, using social engineering to just tear our society, our families apart. Whether you like it or not, for those of you that serve the system, you are with the people. you've just deluded yourself to think that you're doing good or that you're safe or that everything's going to be okay. Let's go ahead now and talk to Lamar in Maryland. You're on the air, Lamar.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
This is first time caller. I have some information for you. It was about Congress.
Yes.
And they had, it was on the radio, I heard. It was on, look it up on Google. I mean, not Google, but YouTube. And it was about the 10 steps they was going to do before they brought the New World Order, you know, martial law. And
are you talking about the video of Naomi Wolf, or is it actually Congress up there talking?
It was Congress, and it was a secret meeting, and it got leaked. It was on certain radio stations. I don't know if you got it. You might already know, because I know you get a lot of information.
Yeah, I know who one of the radio hosts was, a very questionable source. But we know open martial law is being implemented. I mean, they've taken the safety off of the gun to America's head, telling Congress we'll declare martial law, activating army brigades, not just one, but many. I mean, we're under martial law right now. You know, 95% of the public doesn't want to bail out, they do it. 90%+ want to control the borders, they still don't do it. 75% to 80% don't want the war, they do it. I mean, that is martial law right there. The government follows whatever laws it wants, doesn't follow other laws. The private banks are stealing anything and everything that's even bolted down. So we're in martial law.
Can I play a little bit of it for you? I don't know if you can hear it.
I think I've seen it, but go ahead if I can hear it.
Okay.
We very few, I might add. We're so shocked, so horrified, so furious and concerned about the future of America by what was revealed to them inside the secret meeting. Well, folks, they have started to leak this secret information to independent news agencies around the world. The mass media said almost nothing, which is not a surprise, about the secret meeting of the House, mentioning only one of the items that was being discussed, the new surveillance techniques that are going
All
to
right.
be used by the U.S. government.
Yeah, you know, people are saying a nuke's going to go off November 13th. People said that last week a giant flying saucer was going to go flying over Alabama. And again, the Houston Chronicle, all these other papers admit they built FEMA camps for the American people. You can go to urban warfare drills and witness the troops training for war with the American people. You can read the Army Times where they say it's for fighting the American people. You can watch videos all over local newscasts on YouTube all over the country of police working with the military. But we make videos about that, but hardly anybody else does, and it's always, oh, what we heard from a source behind closed doors. We had a congressman, in fact, two congressmen on, who did talk about how they were threatened with martial law. So that's confirmed. I'm not throwing out or poo-pooing, as they say, what you're saying, Lamar. I'm simply saying I stick to what I can prove, and I can't even get the public. I mean, a year and a half ago, last thing we put in Endgame, we were finishing it, George Bush and Merkel and Barroso of the EU stood up there and said we're merging the North American Union with the European Union, and I got the president saying that the public can't believe it. So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do you do? What do you do? And some people say, okay, well, that's the next step. You have no rights. You have no liberty. The Congress is signing over all this authority to foreign bodies, not just the executive, and foreign corporations, like the World Trade Organization and the International Bank of Settlements. So I don't understand the penchant on the web, though, to always talk about this secret meeting or that secret meeting. Or what do we got from this source? What do we got from that source? It's all right out in the open. But very interesting. I think I've seen that video clip, Lamar. Anything else?
No, that's about it, man.
Hey, in case I haven't seen it, email it to Aaron@Infowars.com, and I'll take a look. But I appreciate you calling in with it, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Lamar. Great to have you as a first-time caller, long-time listener. Wes, Dan, Grab, Chris, Cobra Commander, your phone calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, re-aired on stations across the country, and on WWCR shortwave, satellite, internet 24/7, free podcast, free archives, streams, restreaming, all up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I want to go back to your calls in a moment. But I do need to start getting into some of all this important news that I have here in front of me as well. And it's gotten to the point where I may go a week now without even plugging my documentary films, books and videos, other books and videos that we carry online at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that link over to our secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Remember, just because you are aware of the New World Order, just because you're aware of the North American Union, just because you're aware of the eugenicists that run the planet, the scientific dictatorship, doesn't mean your friends, your family, your neighbors are. And by the way, now people are more receptive to this information. You may have given people DVDs or films 10 years ago that laughed at you, but a lot of you have run back into them and had them tell you, oh, you were right. Well, now give them a video and tell them to make copies of my films. Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. You get the DVD at Infowars.com in high quality, and then burn copies of those suckers, the power that that has. And it's the venue. It's the medium. Talk radio is great. talking to somebody at a restaurant or church or the bar or wherever is great, or in the stands at a football game in the bleachers. But everything's visual now. Very few people read anymore or read books anymore. It's the film, these well-produced films that show them the documents, that show them the globalists in their own words, that show them history. That's why videos are so effective. So please go to InfoWars.com today and peruse the bookstore and video store, not just my 20 films, 19 I've directed and produced, 20th I produced. And I guess if you count some others, it's like 22 I produced. But the point is, they're all there. And see how prolific the documentaries are, and also how timely. I mean, my films are evergreen because it's going off the globalist agenda. It's exposing it. So we're just tracking them. You can watch my first film made 11 years ago. Shot. A lot of it was shot 12 years ago in 1996. America Destroyed by Design. You can see a 40-pound lighter Alex Jones, too. But the point is that it's evergreen. And that's the real test. That's the real judge of information, is what does it do over time? Does it become discredited? Does it become ridiculous? Does it look dated? Or does it have the look and feel of prophecy? And I'm not saying it's prophetic prophecy. We had their documents. We knew their agenda. And so, to the uninitiated, to fighting the New World Order, to those that aren't aware, those who haven't gone in the rabbit hole, they'll watch America Destroyed by Design, made 11 years ago. Police State 2000, made 10 years ago. Police State 2, The Takeover, made 10 years ago. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, made 8 years ago. The Masters of Terror, made 7 years ago. Road to Tyranny, made 7 years ago. Terror Storm, made 2.5 years ago. Endgame, made about 14 months ago, released. Truth Rising. They're all timeless because we really know what we're talking about. We really understand the agenda. And instead of saying, oh, aren't we great, aren't we special, I'm like, man, it's dangerous to be one of the few prominent alternative media leaders who really hits the sweet spot on the ball, that really hits a hole in one, that really understands the agenda, because I actually study. People may think I can rant and rave, or I can talk, or, you know, I do a good radio show, I do a bad radio show, you know, interrupting people, whatever. The bottom line is, I'm not so much even a talk show host or even a filmmaker as I am a researcher and someone who studied history and understands the enemy's program. So I hope you'll be part of history, folks, and help us wake people up in the most fertile ground mentally we've ever seen. The establishment's credibility is in free fall. In fact, it doesn't have much further to fall until it hits the bottom of the abyss. Now's the time to make hay, folks. You can go in there right now and wake people up like you never could before. Now, about 25-30% of the public is going deeper into denial. I'm not saying you won't run into these poor people. I don't have any sardonic pleasure in knowing just how sad they are. But move on. Don't, as they giggle and laugh and get that self-deluded, glazed-eyed look, that defense mechanism, move on. Don't spin your wheels. Move on to people that do care, that do know something's wrong, but just don't know how serious it is. There's more of those people than you could ever talk to. So don't waste your time arguing with people for the sake of arguing. Move on. Do not cast your pearls of knowledge before fluoride head, 5-hour-a-day TV head, people that as the New World Order is announced, as the world government is set up, as the martial law is announced, they will still be denying it as tanks roll down the streets. They'll still be denying it as their neighbors' kids are being kidnapped by the government or their children. I've seen them. They'll say, oh, it's just a mistake. The government means well. I don't understand. I keep telling them. Feel sorry for those people. You can't help them. Deep down, they know the truth, and they're scared, and so they can't face the darkness. And so instead of standing up against the evil and having a chance of beating it, they're going to embrace any and all wickedness. See, they buy into the delusion. They willfully embrace it. They turn their own minds off. The New World Order's propaganda is tailored to make you lazy, to make you make the decision to rationalize. So please go to InfoWars.com, to the secure shopping cart, get the books and videos, get them out to people. So you have them if they shut down the web, which they're already doing incrementally. Call toll-free to get the videos, 888-253-3139. We have a two-page brochure that's got most of the products, books, and videos on it. Ship that out to you, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, I've done that rant there. It's just, you know, it's bittersweet, best of times, worst of times, as they say. I feel really accomplished and good in the work we've done. Not in a prideful way, but in a somewhat satisfied way, and it encourages me to work harder. There's also a great sadness that I've made so many mistakes and not been as eloquent or as well thought out as I should be, because I'm just human. But at the end of the day, I did the best I could. At the end of the day, I tried to be a good person. At the end of the day, I tried to take the high road. At the end of the day, I tried to empower those who had an important message. And we have a long road ahead of us. Some of us won't make it all the way to the end of that road, but you have to understand, you don't have a choice. You're on the road. There is no turning back on this road. It is the future. We stand here at the present, and we go forward into the future, using as our map the past, human activities, the way we operate, the way elites have always operated. You know, I want people to understand something who laugh at this radio show and we get your emails. I want you to understand something. I got a couple emails yesterday making fun of me, sourcing the 64, 65, Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick, General Jack T. Ripper, Jack the Ripper, who launches Plan R to send an air wing against Russia to nuke them via continuity of government. That film is about continuity of government, being able to bring in martial law, being able to decapitate the presidency, being able to start World War III. You see, in the early 60s, there was actually a fight with NORAD, and there was a plan, and the Joint Chiefs, including LeMay, wanted to launch preemptive attacks. That's now been declassified. Kubrick had classified sources. And Kubrick makes jokes in that film. Jack Ripper goes completely insane because of, quote, communist conspiracies and the fluoridation of water, milk, ice cream, mandrake, children's ice cream. And I always get these emails saying, oh, you're a nut. That movie makes fun of it. Kubrick was very subtle. It was the heads of major medical institutions. It was chemists. It was governors who came out and said, you want to put sodium fluoride in the water when it's a deadly poison and doesn't strengthen the teeth? They had all the studies then. And now they've had 90%+ of the EPA scientists and toxicologists sign open letters and go to Washington and ask the EPA, their bosses, to take it out. And they were ignored. And all these top dentists and scientists and neurologists and, I mean, Google fluoride bone cancer. Google fluoride pancreatic cancer, fluoride, thyroid disorder. That's just one thing. It is a fact that sodium fluoride devastates you, especially children. It is a fact it lowers your IQ on average. Some studies show 10, some 30. The average study, there's a bunch of them, show about a 20% IQ reduction. I mean, they've studied comparable cities with comparable genetic complement, comparable economic status next to cities that have been fluoridated for 20, 30 years, and there's a massive difference in cancer, in diabetes, in IQs. And you just can't laugh and say that's not true. And just with fluoride alone, when you discover they knew it was poisonous, that the Soviets put it in the water, that the Nazis put it in the water, that the East Germans put it in the water, and that they didn't defluoridate many areas of East Germany until after the fall of the Berlin Wall. When you find out it's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II, when you find out it's a fact, doesn't that one issue open it all up to you? That we have engineers, social engineers, running things who in 1947 spent hundreds of millions of dollars in 47 money to go lobby to put that stuff in over 60% of the water supply out now, closer to 75. The cold-hearted will, the steel will of those upper-level engineers. Perfect compartmentalization. The local counties and cities and states don't know. The local guys at the water treatment plant, well, we just put this in. They say it's good for your teeth. The doctors, the scientists, you know, they're not specialists in that. They don't go out and read the studies. Back then, it wasn't on the Internet. You had to go to the library. You had to go to the research libraries. But it still got out. And the news just said, you're a bunch of crazy McCarthyites thinking there's a commie conspiracy. It wasn't a commie conspiracy. It was a eugenicist program in government documents out of England by the 1920s. And the Germans and the Russians picked up on that. It is a toxic sedative. Fluoride and its different varieties is one of the smallest particles, one of the hardest to filter. And its whole family is one of the most psychoactive and deadly out there. And it's time for the denial on that front to stop. I mean, I don't know how you can laugh, any of you, how you couldn't, if there was a 1% chance I was telling you the truth, why wouldn't you go research it and find out? I mean, look, we've come so far, we've got 90%+. It's in mainline TV programs, mainline news reports this. 90%+ of the EPA scientists got together, organized, and wrote a group letter to the EPA saying there's no doubt this is deadly. There's no doubt it's attacking the kidneys. That was their big one. Just rock solid, hundreds of studies on that alone. It just kills your kidneys. Burns the little buggers out. Those little filters, those little body filters, only two you got. That alone, devastating. 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 And now the people are realizing it. And so what do they say? Oh, we're going to spray it on the crops, and we're going to spray it on the food, and we're going to put it in the milk and the baby formula and water for babies. And schools go around. I remember going to Margaret Sanger Elementary School in Dallas. And I remember the day came where we got our free little fluoride pills and our toothbrush kit, and they have us take the red pills. And I remember getting so sick from that, having my little brain hammered by that poison, which is just a massive dose. Those little red fluoride pills, I've looked up what they were putting in them, what they're putting in today. It's 30, 40, 50 parts per million. When one part per million is what gives you a 20-point IQ reduction. And sometimes I think that's just the most effective thing to do for this radio show. Instead of all the calls and the confusion and all of it, why not just get up here and do show after show on the GMO crops and how it kills the rats and guinea pigs they give it to and how they approve it for your table. Maybe I should just do show after show after show with the thousands of studies that cell phones massively increase brain tumors and testicular cancer. Why don't I just cover the things we can prove? I mean, because Once you realize there are people that have the will to do what they're doing and that they're doing this by design, you realize nothing matters. Not status, not baubles, not acting cool, not any of the crud. It's just so screwed up. I can't even really enjoy social outings anymore. I can't enjoy my, quote, status. Reality has torn the false worldliness away from me. More and more. And all that's left at the core of my being is the desire to defend innocence, the desire to get people to unlock their own minds and see incrementally how we've been brought into a position that is a holocaust all around us with soft kill, chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals being added to the basic staples of life. We are being killed. We are being mutated. We are under attack, and there's no doubting it. I'm begging you, please look into the claims I've made. Find out it's true.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Kevin Booth's going to join us in the fourth hour. I'm moving back because I want to keep taking your calls and get to the news. Covered some of it the first transmission. All right, listen. I want to take a lot of your calls. I'll never do it unless I just give each person about a minute and a half. So let's go to Wes, Dan, Garv, Chris, Pat, and others as quickly as possible. Wes in Texas, you're on the air.
Greetings, my friend. This is Wes in Texas. For the lady Elder Ruth's poor reception, what she really needs is a length of wire and two alligator clips. That's your best friend for reception, you know.
Yeah, she can go into a Radio Shack and get a shortwave antenna. It costs like, what, $10? It's a black coil. You know, it's like a black plastic coil. It looks like a tape measure. And out of it comes a little clip that clips onto the antenna, and then she just strings it around until it gets better.
That'll sure work. Also, remember, the tyrant fears the jester's jibe more than the assassin's bullet. And don't forget to think about Project Mockingbird and Army Psychological Operations. They're doing stuff, and what are they doing? They're getting under your skin with about half the calls. They're tar babies. Don't let them drag us down. Hang up on them. We know what they are. We know your objective. We have faith in you. You have faith in us. Go ahead. Thanks a lot, man.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, a lot of them aren't government. There is government out there. The government starts the disinfo, and then the weak minds pick it up. And I'm not even sad by people that attack me. I'm sad for them. I'm sad for them. I mean, think about the people that run our government. They put sodium fluoride, that's a cover name. That alone is deadly for all these other toxins in the water. I mean, go to a public place, look at little children, little babies, and then they poison them, they hurt them. I mean, it just... And you've got a cowardly public that just can't come to grips with that, so it's easier to laugh about it. It isn't funny, folks. That's only one of the ways they're attacking us. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is coming out with mosquitoes they're going to release all over the world that, quote, give us our vaccines. God help us. Of course, before that, the military tested using mosquitoes as a weapon. And don't roll your eyes. Just Google Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, mosquitoes, vaccines. There was one headline that had flying syringes in it. I mean, go read it. Don't deny what we're saying. You know, this has gotten so over the top. I've got like four or five clips I sent John today where they're calling for New World Order. New clips. You know, all these presidential people, Biden, world leaders, and we're not even playing them. I mean, I don't have to prove anything to you. It's right out in the open. We were right about everything. I mean, it's a nightmare. You don't have to go along with these authorities. These authorities are illegitimate. They're criminal. They're hurting us. They're hurting their own stupid enforcers. It's real. Bad people are in control. It really happened. They're arrogant. They openly take the bailout money and give it to themselves as bonuses. In some cases, it's over $500 million apiece for these executives. And they tell Congress, shut up and do what we say, or we'll use NORTHCOM on you. You don't know what NORTHCOM is? You better find out. Dan in Florida, go ahead.
The thought came to me the other day. You've had guests on, you know, over the years and recent months that they have contacts in the military, you know, top brass, and, you know, that are disgruntled with the way things are being run. And one of your guests comes to mind, Steve Quayle. I've heard his radio show, and he seems to have a lot of contacts. As he puts it, there is no higher pay grade with some of these people, and they're telling him stuff. And what came to mind the other day was, I'm surprised there hasn't been a coup attempt in this country. Is it because...
We already had a coup. The military-industrial complex didn't save us. They took over. It's like they do in banana boat countries every week. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.